Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That was Nick Sirianni mic'd up at Colts practice.
We're going to have Paris Campbell here. Trying to think everybody we're trading for from the Colts.
Oh, all the running backs, right?
I tell you what. I'll tell you somebody I wouldn't mind having. I think he'll be a free agent this year. He's coming off an injury, though. Marlon Mack.
Because they have two.
They got way too many running backs, yeah. So,
and I like Mack,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, complimentary back to
He'd be good as a 1A guy.
Yeah. They both stay injured.
Matt
gets injured too.
Yeah, you know, it's and we'll get into Sirianni in a second, but really like with Miles Sanders, I need to see more out of him. I just need to feel like that he can carry the ball 15, 16, 17 times a game.
In a Frank Reich offense, they're going to run the ball.
Yep.
Right? Like, they run the ball. You look at their offensive numbers, they're up there in the run game and passing game.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, you have Philip Rivers. What are you going to do? You're going to throw the ball 50 times a game? No, run the ball. Yep. You know, I mean, it was Doug would have gotten the memo last year when Carson was struggling a little bit more.
What? And then, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
No, I was just going to say, in talking with LeGarrette yesterday, it just reminded me of how well they ran the ball in 2017.
Which is totally – what happened? What happened to Doug? He just seems so smart. Like, he's like, that's your personnel, run it.
Pass happy.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. All right, a couple things on Sirianni. So he was – and we had Danny Woodhead on earlier. And was he the one that said he was never been a head coach, or was that Bob Kravitz that said he was never – so he's never been a head coach in any level. So he was a college assistant. He got a job in the pros. So he was in Kansas City, San Diego, Indianapolis. Yeah. His dad and both of his brothers are coaches. Or football coaches.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
His dad all is, football family.
Yep. His dad and brother were head coaches at their high school. Mm-hmm. And then his brother was a college coach,
right.
Head football coach. So now he becomes the fourth member of the family to be a head coach.
And want to know what their family motto was growing up?
What?
Oh, God.
Faith, family, football.
Oh, there you go. There you go. The three Fs.
My motto is live life, live, laugh, love. Says it in my kitchen. No, I took that down. One other thing.
Mine is get rich or die trying. How about that?
So, his first concert he attended, because he said,
oh, Lord.
DMX in Buffalo.
Oh, I'm in. I'm in.
You think DMX is pumped to do the show in Buffalo that night?
Maybe it wasn't.
Probably
get
a lot
favorites.
Of money up there in Western New York, man.
Battle there?
He probably was.
He was not. I was asking Buffalo Battle because he's from the area.
Mm-hmm.
So where he's from is like, you know, it's a little bit of a drive from Buffalo, but it's in like that's the area. That's where they would go.
Yeah. I'll say this. And listen, you hate to do this on the day the guy is hired. And I think by the time his press conference comes around next week sometime, we all may feel a little bit different about him. But on the day that he's hired, I'm also having to deal with the fact that Deuce Staley wasn't hired yet again. And so I can't be happy or excited that the Eagles have a new head coach and dive into him just yet. It's going to take a little time because as I'm looking at the candidates, A, I didn't see him until yesterday on my list, and I certainly didn't do any research on him because I didn't think he was high up on the list. And B, I'm thinking, okay, if you're not going one of these guys, then Deuce has to be the obvious choice. And yet they passed over Deuce again. And here's why I'm bothered by the Deuce Staley situation. A, you passed over him again. B, how does that make him feel and look in that building when all those players are texting the owner, trying to get him to hire Deuce as the head coach? Everybody loves the guy down there. Now, I mean, the biggest elephant in the building is they don't think you're qualified enough to be the head coach here for like the second or third time. I'm worried about losing Deuce.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, Ike,
why did we wind up losing Deuce?
At this point, if he wants to be an offensive coordinator or a head coach, he probably has to leave the building to do that. Right? Like, there's only so many times that you can be passed over for promotions, et cetera, and remain. Maybe he comes back as the assistant head coach, and he's the glue. He remains Deuce. We'll have to see how it plays out.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
Every time one of these happens and Deuce doesn't get the job, I hope his bank account goes up.
They get the apology raise?
Hey.
Like Donovan?
Hey. I mean, he's here. He should be the highest paid running back assistant coach in the league.
He should be. All right, so we'll give you the possible coordinators coming up at 5 o'clock. Let's get to some phone calls here. Our Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Route 309, if you're getting engaged, that's the place to go. If you're looking for wedding bands, that's the place to go. For Valentine's Day, that's the place to go. Mark's-Jewelers.com. In or out on the hiring of Nick Sirianni? And right now, it's 63-37 are in on them. Mm-hmm. Let's take some phone calls. Scott Delco. Scott, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen? Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Scott.
What's up, Scott?
I know maybe the soundboard's supposed to be retired, but can I get the Doug? I'm out. Because to me, this is exactly what I thought they were
going to
do.
You're out?
I'm out.
Yeah, this is, and it's no offense to the kid. He seems nice, you know, real.
Right.
Like, he's like a puppy. He's real energetic. He's going to be real cool with all the people, roll over and stuff like that.
But yeah, you can see it already, really gonna, yep.
Yeah, I mean, just listening to the mic'd up thing, yeah, he sounds like a great position coach, absolutely. And maybe like 5-10 years down the road. But this just totally reeks of, hey, this is a guy we can put in our pocket and control. Let's see. Like you're saying, the coordinators. It's going to be Howie and Jeff who's probably going to pick his coordinators. Like, you know, what? I'm going to order for you in the restaurant. He'll have chicken fingers and fries. Like that's what you do to the kid. Like,
yeah.
So it's going to be on that level. I mean, if they give him like carte blanche, that's great. The only thing to save him would be give him a defensive coordinator who, yeah, has the seasoning to be that guy he can lean on. Any young coach, and to help him groom him, that you need to have that good cop, bad cop concept, or at least somebody who's been through wars, not just a few battles. And, you know, hey, that's all he's got to show for it. The Frank Reich connection, that's why you're Paul's side. You're like, maybe he'll save him, but. Meanwhile, at the same time, this is another notch against Carson. Cause now Carson's the reason Deuce didn't get hired. Like,
that's right.
It's you know, wait till 7 o'clock tonight. That's all you're going to hear about now. It's like forget about. It. Yep, exactly. Yeah. Now, I mean, hopefully it works out.
No, he actually likes Joe Giulio likes the Sirianni. Yes, he said it 9 hours ago. So so he said that's his guy before they even hired him. So
some of us have a feel.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
I didn't hear it was this guy Friday.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no one knew who he was on Friday.
Exactly, yes.
Now we know.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew who he was yesterday when it's like, oh. Or if it was Tuesday. See, it was the two-day interview. He probably came back for breakfast or lunch on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Well, we knew it had to be one of these guys they were interviewing.
So a lot of what I'm reading is it actually came down to Sirianni or McDaniels, was what a lot of people think. And I'm so glad that they... Just for that reason alone that they didn't pick McDaniels. And I think a lot of people.
So Deuce wasn't even a finalist? See, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Ooh, boy.
It was John Dorsey's candidate, Sirianni, or Howie's candidate, McDaniels. And John Dorsey won out. Maybe that's what happened here. Like, I like it.
So that's a positive. That's a positive way to look at it.
That's a positive that Jeff knows, hey, I can't trust Howie with all this stuff. He's giving me reason not to trust him, and he's
that's
right.
That's a way to look at it, yeah.
Let's go to Black Gritty from blackgritty.com. Black Gritty.
Yes, so we got Frank Light. That's what we're doing now. We got Frank Light.
Frank Light.
Yeah, I mean, I just traded for Frank Wright and got him over here. I know they don't trade for coaches like they should. That should be a thing, though. Like, when they got Gruden, like, that should be a thing. Like, go out and get me a real coach. I'm so upset today. The thing you were talking about earlier, I want a Deuce. I'm tired of this Deuce pandering. I hope Deuce goes somewhere else.
Yeah.
Get some kind of level of respect in the shot. Like, I'm just – I'm just done. Now, another thing, too, I'm apathetic about it today because I don't know about this dude. I'm not going to lie and act like I do. But I know one thing. This is a panda trash can organization right now, and I can't trust no decisions they make. So until the proof's in the pudding, I'm not excited. I'm not happy because I'm mad about the juice thing today. So Frank Light, I hope we get all the Frank juice poured into Frank Light, and we think we're supposed to be getting out of Frank Light. That's what I'm hoping that works out for us. But right now, I don't trust this organization. I don't trust ownership. So I don't know about this hire. I guess we're all gonna wait and see. But I'm so tired of the way they pander to Deuce Daly and then put his name out. And of course we're going to hurt. No, you're not.
Right.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. And the guy's been here, and the whole team respects this guy. So
yeah.
I trust the players more than I trust the ownership and Howie Roseman. I don't trust Howie Roseman. I wouldn't trust Howie Roseman to walk my dog across the street. I let my dog walk out.
But okay? So Black Gritty, this, and apparently maybe this wasn't Howie's hire. He wanted McDaniels.
We are all speculative animals again.
Okay.
Maybe it was
all we can
what
do.
What you said sounds right. That sounds good. That sounds like some of the right process. I'll wait till the draft comes. We don't make stupid choices before I get on that boat, because that would be a great boat. If Dorsey's out here making a couple of moves and pushing back a little bit and getting some other established voices and opinions, great. But this dude ain't never been nowhere, never did nothing, and never do nothing. So I don't know about this dude. All I know is he's Frank Light. That's all I know. I'm just so upset. Tomorrow I'll be over the Deuce thing, hopefully. But
right.
I just hope he goes on somewhere else. He can't be here anymore.
I agree.
I wouldn't be here anymore.
Well, Black Gritty, thank you. Yes.
I mean, for selfish reasons, I want him around. But then also for selfish reasons, I want him to go somewhere where he'll get the opportunity that he's looking for.
If he wants to be a head coach, if he wants to be an offensive coordinator that calls plays, then I want him to go to a place where that can happen. Maybe Bieniemy gets a job. And Deuce is able to go on Andy's staff?
I'm going to just say this, man. This, the Eric Bieniemy, it just doesn't look good for the NFL, man.
It just looks terrible.
It doesn't look good for these owners. It just doesn't look good for the NFL. What are these guys supposed to do when you're talking about qualifications? You know, when they talk about, you know, black coaches having to work twice as hard, three times as hard as some of these other coaches before they get opportunities. This is where they go. This is what they point to. This is what they point to. These coaches, you know, guys like Mike Kafka. Mike Kafka name shouldn't even be brought up.
No.
Freaking Mike Kafka. He sucked at Northwestern. He sucked as an Eagles draft pick. I don't know what he's going to be as a coach.
What honestly made me
cringe. I don't
want
to hear his name anymore.
It honestly made me cringe when it seemed like the Eagles were interested in
Kafka
over Bieniemy.
Like,
it's
Mike
like,
Kafka,
oh, man.
What are you talking
no.
about? You don't hire Mike Kafka over Eric Bieniemy or Deuce Daly. What the hell is going
Listen,
on?
Listen, there's numbers you just can't get away from. The facts are the facts. Since 2018, there have been 26 head coaching jobs available in the NFL, and two of them were hired were black.
It's unbelievable, man.
So, I mean, And here's the thing, and I actually caught myself I was reading something, and I got involved in the thread of the tweet, and I saw somebody say, like, oh, well, why is everybody obsessed with Bieniemy? Why should he get the job? And it's like, well, because Doug Peterson got a job, Matt Nagy got a job, so why wouldn't he get a job?
How about the other five coaches that just got a job?
Like, I mean, he's just quiet. If Doug Peterson and Matt Nagy were qualified to get a job, why the hell wouldn't Bieniemy be more qualified than those guys?
I
100% agree with what you're saying. Let's go to Daytrell and Violin. Daytrell, how are you?
What's up, guys?
What's up?
What's up, Day?
I'm not gonna have a bad take like last time, bro.
All right.
I don't even know
what happened last time, but I'm kind of in on the hire just because if you see what he was working with and with the Colts, I kind of see the similarities with the Eagles. And when you think about it, having a tight end like Dallas Goedert that you might have to pay next year, and you see how well they use the tight ends over there, I would assume that's why they kind of wanted to get somebody who would, I guess, see if Dallas Goedert was a good tight end or not, see if you got to pay Miles Sanders next year. Because you see they use the running backs a lot over there on screens and routes outside of the backfield. So you can kind of see where you can limit yourself with Miles Sanders and you have to draft another running back. I don't know. I'm kind of excited. I want to see what he can really do, to be honest. And that's all I really got.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's unfortunate for Nick Sorrentino that we aren't necessarily all – no. That
Not even
it.
Close.
Sorrentino?
No. Sirianni.
Sirianni. Man.
Sorrentino.
hell.
Man.
But, it, Ike, it's not your fault now that we never heard of him before.
I don't, what's his name? Sirianni.
Sirianni. That's what I'm telling you. The only reason I can say that is because it's written in
front
of me.
Yeah, well, you're smarter than I am. I should write it down in
front
of me.
Think about your Siri, like on your phone.
Siri, yes. That's how I'm going to remember it, yeah. Right there. Sirianni.
How do I
Siriano
get that
or Sirianni?
Sirianni.
Not Scangarello.
It's not Alfonso Soriano.
No. How do I get Siri on my phone?
I almost said that already. I already almost said Soriano. I knew it wasn't that, though.
No, it's not. We'll get a lot of that, too, by the way. Marks and Riesel, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. Eagles hire Nick Sirianni to be their head coach, which 3 days ago, he wasn't even mentioned as a candidate. And I think some of that was that he was coaching. I don't know if he didn't want to interview until after the season was over and they were waiting for him to interview, but this was on nobody's radar.
Listen, by the time they get to us, he was their first choice.
Yeah,
ironing up from the get go.
No, but yes.
By the way, Sorrentino is a cheese type of cheese, according to Joe Giglio.
And Joe Giglio's been studying Nick Sirianni.
Well, listen, I can't wait to listen to Joe because I know Joe gonna have everything broken down.
Oh yeah,
offensive numbers, red zone numbers.
Well, they were top 10 in offense in the last three years. So
they were or not?
They were top 10 in offense in two of the last 3 years.
Oh, okay.
He was the offensive coordinator.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Frank.
No, Sirianni.
All right, so a couple things here. Sirianni. All right.
You did it, Sirianni.
No, this is all your fault. I had it down forever, and then you ruined it.
Now you're going to screw me up.
Sirianni.
Nick Sirianni. I've actually been pretty good with it today, but it is written in front of me. All right, some coaches. This courtesy of Bull Wolf of The Athletic. Some coaches who worked with Nick Sirianni in the past, and these are other than those that are currently in Indianapolis, on offense. See, this I'm not liking the first name. Todd Haley.
No.
Hey, I tell you what. You want somebody to coach Wentz hard.
Yeah.
Is that maybe a little bit too hard?
Bring him in here. Yeah, see if Carson likes that.
Todd Haley and Greg Williams.
Right, yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, sign me up right now. You can put Seth as linebackers.
Everybody will be whipped into shape down there then. Yeah, I'm with that hiring, yeah.
Anthony Lynn, who has not gotten an OC job, right?
No.
That would make sense.
He's coming off the head coaching job with the
Chargers, right? Yeah. Mike McCoy, who I'm not a big he's been an OC a couple times and it hasn't worked out for him.
I just remember from the Peyton Manning days, right?
Yeah,
was he the head coach of that Super Bowl? Was he the head coach of that team?
No, not on that team. That was
the Chargers, right?
Was that Kubiak? Okay.
Well, he got a head coaching job off of that, though, right?
Okay.
Wizenhunt.
Well, I like Wizenhunt, but he's an old school coach. That's not new age offense. That's more of what you see with Bruce Arians. Chuck and Duck, exactly.
But can you pair that with a guy that might have some innovations on offense? Like
he's certainly an experienced play caller, Wizenhunt.
Are they going to bring in a guy that's way more experienced than
the head coach?
Than the head coach, so it might underwrite the message. Like that would be my concern, right?
You almost need a veteran presence, though. I'm with you. I think you need that veteran guy offense.
But the thing, and I think you're pointing to Jim Schwartz. The problem was that Doug was hired after Jim Schwartz, and he didn't respect him, right? Like you don't want a guy that you're going to bring in that's going to undercut you.
Yeah, at least they didn't do that already. Yeah, no.
But even with Doug, they brought in Doug was at least in the league for a little bit and had a nice, and he's an older coach, and they brought in Frank Reich, who's similar age.
But when they hired Andy, do you remember the first offensive coordinator of Andy?
Yeah, Rod Dyer.
Rod, and he was only there a year, right?
Yeah,
or two. Yeah. But he was a veteran guy that had been around the league. And then it was like, all right, time to move aside. And one of the other, I forget who the next coordinator was.
Brad.
It was Brad was the next one. All right. He was the quarterback's coach leading into it.
And Jim was the defensive coordinator.
Right.
Older guy.
Yep. All right. So, and then you see like Jim Bob Cooter. I mean, just for the name alone, I'm in. Jim Bob Cooter.
It's got to be an old
ooh, boy.
Was he in the SEC somewhere?
No, he's at the Lions offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
What did he coach at in college?
It had to be an SEC school,
had to be.
He's definitely not from the Northeast.
Hell no. Hell, you go in somebody's house talking about I'm Jim Bob Cooter. You got to be down there in the SEC somewhere.
First of all, if your last name's Cooter, who the hell's naming their kid Jim Bob?
So he was a grad assistant at Tennessee.
Okay, that makes sense.
But then he went to the Colts, Chiefs, Broncos, Lions offensive coordinator.
Also, he's been in the NFL. All
yeah, time. And then the Jets, he was a running back coach in 2019.
I like a Jim Bob Cooter, man.
I'm in with Jim Bob Cooter. Who doesn't like a cooter? You know what I mean?
Crazy cooter. He doesn't know Crazy Cooter.
No idea.
No. Duke's Hazard, man. Yeah, that's right. John knows.
And I'm reading from John McMullen here on he covers the Eagles for the SI.com, the Fan Nation page for the Eagles, and he brings up a name here as far as the defensive coordinator, and it's Jonathan Gannon, who is 13 years of coaching experience, and
I never even heard of him.
He's the Indianapolis secondary coach. He says that early indications point to Indy secondary coach Jonathan Gannon.
Yeah, you know he's bringing somebody from Indy with him.
13 years of coaching experience, including 9 seasons with the Colts, the Vikings, and the Tennessee Titans.
Has he ever been a coordinator?
He was believed to be the front runner for the DC in Philly, whether it's Sirianni or McDaniels got the job.
Oh, so
and he's also in demand by Brandon Staley with the Chargers.
So they like the Colts defense. Colts had a good defense.
First
part of the season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they actually value linebackers. Maybe they'll take Micah Parsons.
How about that? Well, that's more or less Chris Ballard, though.
GM
who, yes, the GM.
Yes, yeah. Let's Chris Ballard's here. That doesn't mean right. They're going to be
right.
Gerard Mayo, who we talked to Tom Curran from up in Boston. He says that he doesn't believe Mayo would come for a defensive coordinator job, especially at this point. Uh-huh. So he's another name that's being mentioned. Other than that, it's believed that Jeff Stoutland could stick around as the offensive line coach.
Oh, I would imagine, yeah.
And also, and Dave Phipp, who they blocked from interviewing with the Lions for their special team coordinator job up there, he could stick around, or he could not. But certainly, he's still here, so it's he at least could be back. That's for sure. All right, back to the phones. What do people think about Nick Sirianni as the Eagles' new head coach? Let's go to Jim in Lansdale, Pennsylvania. Hello, Jim.
Hey guys, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, brother?
What's up, Jim?
Hey, Ike. Loved when you played. I really love your insight. And my guy would have been Anthony Lynn and have like a Greg Williams for defensive coordinator. And what's
you up mean with Anthony Lynn as the head coach or the OC?
No, the head coach. Oh. He has head coaching experience. He did a decent job. Has a winning record down from the Chargers. What's up with Anthony Lynn? How come he's not in the mix of people's head coaching, ideas?
I don't know. It seems like from the outside, he got a bum rap with coaching Justin Herbert and the Chargers coming down the stretch. They had a lead in a lot of those games.
Lost a lot of games.
And they couldn't hold on to those leads. So that's really why he may have lost his job, because they actually played well as a team.
They were competitive in a lot of those games.
Yeah,
blew leads in those games.
Listen, they took, and I know the GM would get a lot of credit for it out there, but they took Justin Herbert when a lot of people thought they shouldn't have taken Justin Herbert.
I'll raise my hand.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us did. So
Oregon quarterback.
Yeah, and look what he turned into. But like I said, they lost a lot of games that they thought Anthony Lynn contributed to losing from a coaching standpoint.
Right.
Not being able to game manage coming down the street.
Yeah, because they did have leads. I remember one game against the Broncos where there's no chance they should have lost that game, and they did. They coughed it up.
They lost the game against Kansas City.
They did.
Against the Raiders. They lost a lot of close games. They were in a lot of exciting close games that they didn't win.
Let's go to Malik in Mount Airy. Malik, what's up? How are you?
Fantastic. President, is
I will
it too
crush
late?
Your
last
face.
Call?
No, it ain't too late, brother. Last call,
can
Jack. He must have been drinking that Ike juice. There you go.
I'm gonna speak on the elephant in the room. Like you said already, John, it just looks racist. I'm not saying the Eagles are racist, but you already had people saying, former players and present players saying Deuce is a pretty much a general. You already have the man in the building. Mm-hmm. Why not just promote him? You go out and hire somebody who's pretty much the same thing, a wide receiver coach, running back coach.
Yep.
You know better than I do.
Yep.
Aren't those pretty much the same type of quality, caliber type of coaches? I mean, you're a position coach. I'm a position coach. Isn't that the same thing?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would almost say as a running back coach, it may be a more difficult job than the wide receivers coach.
Mm. Okay.
You got to teach pass protections and everything as the running back coach.
So that actually makes it a little uglier. I know it sounds this way, but it just hurts that This is the third time y'all done rolled Deuce over like he don't matter.
Right.
I mean, out of respect for that man, you either fire him and fire a whole team, but you can't say, Jeff Lurie, you can't say, hey, you know, I'm going to go after the most qualified minority candidate first, and you got that man in your building, and you pass him over again.
Yeah.
Let's be real. Like you said, 2 out of 27 is I don't care how y'all say it, that's racist.
Well, I mean, it looks bad. Yeah. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Can't argue with that.
Yep.
I just think Deuce deserved a lot better. And listen, hopefully I'm saying it's scary. Sirianni.
Yep.
I hope he's a good coach. I'm an Eagles fan first. I'm 100% for the Eagles. But if this turns into a 2-year person and we lose Deuce, was it worth it? I think in my heart, Deuce gonna leave. Because you can't keep telling me, you're gonna
That's what I'm worried about, Malik. Yep. Yeah.
And you keep passing me over. Out of respect. You saying you have no respect for me. And if I do eventually get the job, everybody in that locker room is probably that were the like the captains or the leaders of the team are gonna be gone or retired. So I'm getting a bunch of young guys that already know they watching Twitter and TV and ESPN and all these other things. They be like, yo, they passed this dude over 3 times. I ain't got no respect for him at all. Now he done lost the whole entire locker room. So it's at this point his best opportunity is somewhere else. And I hate to say it.
But Malik, you know what? It probably is. Thank you, Malik. I agree. I mean, it's not something that we both haven't said before, yep. Where it's like there's only so many times that you could be passed over for a promotion, no matter what job you're in.
Yep.
To where either you have to be comfortable with the role that you're in,
yep.
Or you have to move on to try to get the job somewhere else. I mean, it's as simple as that. So we'll see. Maybe Deuce says, you know what? Like, I'm good with being Mr. Eagle, and I'm going to remain in my role, and I'm very important to the organization. Maybe he's going to say, you know what? No. I want to be an offensive coordinator. I want to call plays. I want to be a head coach.
Yep.
And if he feels like that, he should leave.
Yep.
Because it's probably not going to happen here. Let's go to Cam in Philly. Hi, Cam. Hello, Cam.
Hey, fellas.
What's up?
Hey, fellas. How's everything?
What's up, Cam? What's up?
Hey, man. I was just looking at this hire we got, and I'm looking at the numbers here. While he was the OC. And for the Colts, last year they finished with the 11th ranked passing offense. Mm-hmm. 2019, they finished with the 30th ranked passing offense. And 2018, they finished 6th. When you average that up, that's what, like 16th in the league?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how he's really a quarterback guru. I don't see why we passed over Deuce. You know, and I'm an Eagles fan, thick and thin, and it's, I don't know. I'm very confused right now.
Yeah, I think you're where a lot of people are, Cam, those that aren't just necessarily happy that either they finally hired a head coach and we can stop with this head coaching search every day, or those that are just happy that they didn't hire a coach that they didn't want as the head coach are happy that they got somebody in here that's connected to Frank Reich, that's connected to the Indianapolis Colts, so it makes people feel good about a potential Carson Wentz situation. I'm looking at a bigger picture. I'm less concerned about Wentz and what it means to him per se. I'm more concerned about did they get the right guy, and we're not going to be going through this again in 2 years once they realize, this ain't going to work, so let's jump to the next hot guy because there's a better candidate that could be coming around. That's what I'm more or less concerned with because it still doesn't feel like it's sound and stable. All right, it may turn out to be that way.
Right now,
it didn't feel good when they hired Doug.
Nope.
I can admit that, right? I was a fan of the hire strictly because we were former teammates and I knew him. So I was a fan of the hire of Doug Peterson a few years ago. But I didn't know what the hell to expect and how well he was going to do as a coach. I feel the same way about this guy. Don't know what to expect. And with Deuce being in the conversation, it just makes you as an Eagle, it makes you feel conflicted.
Yeah,
because you wanted your guy in there as the guy, right? The last time we hired an Eagle, it worked out. right? Doug is a former Eagle, worked
on the
here.
Super Bowl. Yep.
Yeah, it worked out. So, and when you got so many people that are publicly supporting Deuce Staley, and I don't think the players are necessarily against Nick Soriano being hired. I knew that wasn't right, but I wanted to go on with my thought instead of trying to figure out what the hell his last name is. I'll get it by next Monday. I'll have it down pat by next Monday.
I'm writing that down.
But it is telling that you don't have a lot of current players coming out saying, let's go.
Yeah.
Fired up. Because I do believe there is a little bit of, man, Deuce didn't get the job. Like these
guys
players
are disappointed.
Well, these players were in favor of Deuce getting the job.
Yeah.
So they aren't. They are still employees of the Eagles, so they thankfully they're smart about if they aren't happy. But I'm just saying, I can imagine there are players on the team that were hoping Deuce was named the next head coach.
Just like a lot of fans, and yes. There's disappointment right now because Deuce didn't get it.
Yep.
Got a door and window. Their big winter sale. It's been extended through January, 40% off all windows and doors. Call them today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com.
Now, we didn't have social media back in 1999.
You did not.
I don't even know if I had a text. I mean, a cell phone by then.
Did you know Andy was the coach like by the time you got to training camp? Like when you got to training camp first
day? We knew because they broke on ESPN. But if you remember, Jim Haslett was a guy that was in the running.
Oh, God.
And because
what a great non-hire.
He was the name that most of us knew about. That was the guy. I think at the time he was the defensive coordinator of the Saints.
Yep.
So, and he had a good reputation around the league.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And been with Pittsburgh. And we're more or less thinking, okay, we're getting this defensive coach in here. That's where most of the talent was on the football team. So, a lot of us were like, yeah, get Jim Haslett in here. They hire Andy Reid. It's like, who the hell is Andy Reid? They brought the tight ends coach here?
And you didn't exactly have Google to Google exactly who Andy Reid was. We can find out who Sirianni was.
I didn't bother to Google who Andy Reid was. All I saw was the picture of Andy Reid. I was like, oh, man, this is a Mike Holmgren knockoff.
And they still use that same picture of him on Comcast SportsNet.
Because that's what the big thing with Andy coming in was, he was Mike Holmgren's assistant.
Yep.
So Mike Holmgren, Brett Favre, Green Bay. You know, Mike Holmgren at that time was considered – he might have been considered the top coach in football.
Of course.
Bill Belichick hadn't won anything yet.
Well, also look at his coaching tree at that point.
Right.
Had very, very good assistants that have become.
So anything coming from Holmgren was perceived to be good by the masses. But again, we as players didn't know who Andy Reid was. So it's like, okay, nobody's getting happy that Andy Reid's the head coach. Who is this guy?
I was not in the media yet, but I can remember the reaction was, Andy Reid?
Right.
Who? He's never been a coordinator. He's never called plays. Right. Like, now he's going to come in and call plays. Like, right. Who is this guy?
Yep.
BYU, he's a Mormon. Like, he's not going to work in Philadelphia. Little did you know that he came in and.
Well, if I remember, his first press conference wasn't.
It was not great. I wish we had Angelo's morning show.
After the press conference.
After the press conference. I feel like I know what it would have sounded like anyway. It's amazing. What was I just going to bring up about? So the caller was talking about. He said, "Well, the offense was this. Passing offense was ranked this. Was ranked this. Was ranked this." Also, remember personnel when you're talking about the passing offenses. So in 2018, they actually had Andrew Luck. So you would expect that the offense would be better with Andrew Luck. And then 2019, because Luck retired kind of out of nowhere, Jacoby Brissett was their starting quarterback. Brissett isn't the type of thrower that you need in this league, right?
No, he's a game manager.
Right. So, I mean, it's tough to blame Frank Reich or anybody.
And they were actually winning, not putting up a bunch of explosive numbers. I think Brissett was like 6-2 before he got injured.
Yeah, and then they kind of fell apart
late. Yeah, they fell apart after that.
And then last year with Philip Rivers, and again, you know, Philip Rivers just retired, and he was capable, but a lot of the stuff was dump-offs and underneath and things like that. They ran the ball quite a bit.
Yeah. Yep. So,
all right, let's go to, look, our buddy T in college was checking in with the reaction. Hi, T.
Hey, what's going on, old heads?
What's up, T-Bone?
How y'all doing?
What's up, T?
Taking my call.
All right.
You know it.
Freedom! Yo, free Buddy Lee, man.
Buddy,
here you go, man.
You got to go, man.
You on this one. I ain't going to hold you.
Yep.
Free Buddy Lee, man.
Dude, I like that. Hashtag Free Buddy Lee. I like that,
free
T.
Free Buddy Lee, man.
I like that.
You know what I mean? I got that from you. I figured I could say we family.
Yep.
But, See, look, I had this cat at like 12 or 13 on my list. Whether you believe me or not, I really did.
Right,
so,
yeah.
And the reason
so,
I had that
so did the Eagles, T. So did the Eagles, yeah.
No, I'm being serious. I'm being serious. He was there and you know, it was like seven different people was talking about him through the lines, you know what I mean? Like, I heard it through a Burger King employee, you know what I mean? Like, it was one of them situations. But I ain't going to lie. Look, what one thing that I like about this kid, or I say kid, excuse me, he's a young coach, Coach Siri. I'm going to call him Coach Siri.
Yes.
Okay. Coach
is that
Siri.
He comes from a coaching family tree. And what I mean by that is they're not NFL coaches, but they have a football precedent and etiquette in their family history. His father was a high school coach, and his brother's a college coach, and they all play ball. Mm-hmm. So you have a background of football there to supplement this young kid's mind. So, and then on top of that, you know, I mean, he went all over the place. I like the proximity to what he's going to be with possibly leaving the Bronco in the facility. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But is he going to bring Jonathan Gannon with him to be the DC? Is he going to try to bring T.Y. Hilton with him? You know, I just don't know what this dude's about to do. And honestly, I'm okay with the candidate so far. But like you gentlemen, we just don't know what we're getting into. And when hands are getting dirty and there's no plan. And honestly, to the Eagles organization, it looked like they were just putting some hot mess together, like cooking kitchen sink soup recipe with potatoes and green beans and ham. You know what I mean? They were just doing all kinds of stuff. So all I need to know is where are we going from here? And I need to see his staff. And on the back end, I appreciate the phone call. Make sure you gentlemen cash in. You know what I mean? Make sure you cash in. That's all I got to say.
Love it.
All right, T. Appreciate it, man. Good to talk to you. Their offense this year, the Colts, Jonathan Taylor ran for 1,169 yards, mm-hmm. 11 touchdowns. Dude's only 21 years old.
And he
is a star.
He actually chimed in on the hiring of.
He did.
Oh, yes. Did he? What did he say?
Can we tweet him? Get him on the air?
I don't know. But someone tweeted at him, okay, what's the report on the Eagles' new coach? And he responded with super legit with a 100 emoji.
100%?
Which, yeah, and okay. Fire.
So his players like him?
Yeah. He seems like a guy players would
yes.
like, just in listening.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why I said I think it has more to do with the working relationship in the front office.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's more about, oh, you hired a puppet for Howie. Oh, you wouldn't hire Deuce because of Carson. Mm-hmm. Right? Like the dysfunction in the Eagles organization is like once he talks at the press conference and if he's relatable and sounds good. We'll fall in love with him right after yeah. that, right? But, I think people are just shocked because they don't know anything the hell about him, mm-hmm. as I don't. But you look, I mean, they didn't have a true number one receiver in Indianapolis. They just had, T.Y. Hilton, Pascal, Michael Pittman really kind of came on at the end of the season. I was impressed with him. I had a bunch of good tight ends. They like throwing to the tight ends. Jack Doyle, you know, Trey Burton was in there. And then they ran the ball a lot. They used Jacoby Brissett in short yardage situations and at the goal line for the sneak. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what this offense looks like. All right, one more call. Let's go to Jeff on the Turnpike. Jeff, how are you?
Good, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Jeff?
What's up, Jeff?
Well, say, hey, listen, okay? First, I'm going to preface my comments that, you know, opinions are everywhere, right? And everybody's entitled to them. I think I don't know anything about this guy. But at the end of the day, the way I look at it is that if you're going to make a change, you know, the reality of it is that you need to bring in a new scheme, a new perspective, right? And everybody's talked about how the Eagles were just totally ineffective in running the ball, whether it was Doug's choice not to run the ball or the personnel that we had to run the ball. Because guys like Kareem Hunt, Leonard Fournette were sitting out there. And I don't think it's anything against Deuce that he wasn't picked as the head coach, because I'd make the argument if you're going to put anybody up against some of the candidates out there, the guy with the most experience is Josh McDaniel. I hate Josh McDaniel, wouldn't want the guy. And he didn't get a job, right?
Right.
He's
right.
Sitting there. He's going back to New England. And Eric Bieniemy, if it's Eric Bieniemy and Deuce going for a job, let's see what happens. If they win a Super Bowl and he's the OC, I guarantee Eric Bieniemy next year gets – a coaching game.
That's what we said this year.
Yeah, he just did that.
I think was he the OC last year?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
He was?
Yes.
No, like, Jeff, I agree with what you're saying, but we just saw that I said the same thing last year. Oh, he'll get a job this year.
Yeah, we all said the same thing last year.
He won't get passed over this year. Thank you, Jeff.
Right? Eric Bieniemy's going to be a head coach next year, and Mike Kafka's going to be the OC.
Yep.
That's what the whole thing was.
The whole thing. It was set up perfectly. No way he gets passed over this year.
Now, listen, Houston may wind up caving to Deshaun Watson because they want to keep him. Because they realize a fire is going to blaze down there. So they may decide to go in and just, listen, Eric Bieniemy is our guy. We're hiring him whether we like him or not. Deshaun Watson wants him. We're going to hire him. So, you know, yelling about EB right now, Houston still has a job available. And they may decide, because their quarterback wants him, that they're going to hire Eric Bieniemy.
Yep.
Even though they didn't interview him until after the quarterback demanded a trade.
Yeah. Yeah, after they didn't request an interview. Right. That's when they said, oh, by the way, we do want to interview you, EB. All right, Jack, clear the lines. It's Thursday, and on Thursdays at 5:25-ish, we play.
That's why he's looking at me like that.
In the envelope. So we're going to put somebody in the envelope. Today, we're going to put a Philadelphia coach in the envelope. Could be current, could be whenever, could be a non-current. But it's John Chaney's 89th birthday. John Chaney is 89 years old, Ike.
I kill you!
By the way, my favorite. I'll even say that was very close.
That was way too close.
I'm surprised Jack didn't dump it.
I did dump it.
It wasn't as close as you thought
it was.
Dude, it was
close.
No, I've been doing this a long time, brother. That wasn't close.
John Chaney is my favorite Philadelphia sports figure ever. The GOAT.
Yes.
Of any player, coach, whatever else. I love John Chaney so much for so many different reasons. So in honor of John Chaney, we're going to put a Philadelphia coach in the envelope. Jack, clear the board. 215-592-9494. Mark Sinrese, 215-592-9494. You call in. You ask a yes or no question. We answer, and then you guess who the Philadelphia coach in the envelope is. If you win, first person in with the correct answer, you win a great prize. Mark Sinrese on 94 WIP in the envelope next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.